All righty, guys. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here.
We're at the Whitefish Library this morning. We're talking about your new winter writer series. Can you tell me a little bit about what the idea was behind it, how you guys decided to do this?
It actually started from envy and a serendipitous meeting. Okay. I was envious because the Whitefish Review has had writers in town, and the Whitefish Community Center has also had a writer's series, and I said, well, the library should have that. And then a young man came in and said, I think you should have this poet here. So anyway, it all ended up being a winter writer series. The poet was available through Humanities Montana, as are most of the five programs in our series. We've had two already. A poet laureate, Mark Gibbons, really awesome program. And a writer and professor from MSU Billings, Tammy Holland, also a previous poet laureate of Montana. And she talked about sustaining writers' communities in a locality. It was called Local Literary Culture. That was a great speak too. So now we're into, we have two workshops, writing workshops coming up, and Jess is one of them. And then at the end we'll have the current poet laureate, Chris Latre.
What kind of stuff do you, or are you looking for winter programming here at the library?
Well, we're just getting started with having more adult programming, so I'm looking for anything.
Yeah.
I'm looking at anything. I used to do the children's, and it's really hard to shift. I keep thinking of great kids programs to do, but I need to shift to adult. Some things I've done in the past is cooking, Cooks with Books, it was called. We have, in the summer, we have an edible book contest. I'm just really, right now, on the cusp of many ideas and waiting for them to happen.
Yeah.
So if anybody thinks of something, give me a call. We have a lot of patron-led programs, too, where people have an interest or a passion, and they have a group here. We have Spanish Conversation. We have a fiber artists group. And we have a game playing group right now.
When I saw you at the post office yesterday, because we live in Whitefish, I really liked what you were saying about libraries and how it's a civil service, and you have your thumb on the pulse of what the community needs, and so you're trying to figure out, like, what can we offer Whitefish, what do we need? So the adult programming is a really cool opportunity to do that, especially when it's patron-led, because people say, hey, we need a knitting circle.
Yeah, totally. And, you know, writing is something I think that there's a lot of people interested in here. So, Jess, you're going to do a workshop. You're going to do one of the workshops, and it's going to be for teens, correct?
Correct,
Can you tell me a little bit about it? Give me a little preview?
Yeah. Well, I'm Jess Owen. I write for teens and kids, sort of upper middle grade to young adult. And I love, you know, humans in that phase. There's so much passion and so much fearlessness and excitement. And so to lead a workshop for teen writers is always really inspiring for me, because I remember myself as a teen and how I saw that I was going to be a writer, I wanted to write, and so it's really a wonderful experience to encourage that in young writers. And so the workshop that I'm going to lead is fairly basic, but I think it'll be inspiring on a nuts and bolts craft level of, okay, you want to write a story, who is your main character? What is their goal? What's standing in their way? How are you going to make this an interesting story and not just a bunch of scenes or a cool setting or something like that? So.
It will be really nice for those young writers to get together and meet and see each other and see that there's other people like them trying to do the same thing. That's one of the things I see here when people come together, and that's part of it. They see that they're part of a community. That'll be great. I know three different young writers that don't know each other that are all coming to this, to Jess's workshop, and so they'll get to meet each other. I think that's kind of an important thing when
it really is. Like, you need community as a writer, especially as a young writer, especially after the years of turmoil when we're all kind of in our own spaces. I did a workshop or a book club at the Columbia Falls High School, and one young man asked a question about plot and I answered, but then another girl chimed in, oh, what if you did this and this and this, and I was like, you guys need to be critique buddies. There you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, you never know what can happen, and to find your people.
Yeah, that doesn't ever go away for a writer. Like, it's so great to have somebody you can workshop ideas off of and you can switch, you know, writings with. So tell me a little bit about what you've written, because you've written two novels.
Mm-hmm. I have it written down. It's Don't Ask Me If I'm Okay and A Furry Faux Paw. And A Furry Faux Paw is the newest one, right?
Switch.
Dang it.
Yep. Switch. Right. Okay. Well, that's okay.
Tell me about them.
So those are my two contemporary novels that I write under the name Jessica Kara. And I've actually written more than that. My first series is a fantasy series that I self-publish under my real name, Jess E. Owen. And I self-published it, and it's your classic coming-of-age fantasy adventure, but with animal characters. So it's kind of Lion King meets Lord of the Rings. And then those books inadvertently brought me into the furry community, which is fans of anthropomorphic art, literature, and writing. I went to conventions to sell my books, and then I started to think, you know, there's really interesting, creative people here, and I started to get an idea for a teen character, a real, more realistic contemporary story, and mm-hmm. that was A Furry Faux Paw. And so that one I published traditionally, and the editor enjoyed that story so much, we did a two-book deal, and the second one just came out last May, Don't Ask If I'm Okay, and that one's a little darker, but my agent called it tragicozy. So it's sort of, there's difficult things happening, but life is still good, and it's still worth living.
I think that's probably a pretty good premise for a teen novel that kind of deals with heavy topics.
Yeah.
Can you tell me kind of how you decide on, like, those main struggles for teens in your book?
I think they come to me pretty organically, and then I've figured out in my process that I need about a year for a book to sit and percolate and simmer. And both books were very different when I had the first idea. Don't Ask If I'm Okay, originally it was going to be another book about another furry, and then the editor was like, well, you don't have to, you know. So that kind of fell away, and the real story and the real characters revealed themselves. And then it's so funny, it's that question, you know, where do you get your ideas? And now that I'm writing contemporary, they're just everywhere. You know, I saw a truck was a masonry truck, and the license plate said, I rock. And I'm like, there's a dad for my next YA novel with the dad jokes. And
yeah.
So ideas come from that. And then I try to look at what's happening now, what are kids struggling with, you know, depression, drugs. The age-old coming-of-age questions don't change. Who do I want to be? What do I want to do? Who are my friends? Who am I? And what do I need to get past to become that?
When you sit down to do a workshop for teens, what are some of the things that you're thinking about that you're kind of like tailoring the workshop specifically for them, I guess?
It's interesting because you don't have to tailor it too much. You know, there's not too much difference between how you would teach an adult to write and how you would teach a teen to write. It's more about how experienced are they.
Yeah.
Because teens are publishing books now. You know, anybody can figure out how to publish a book on Amazon and get their work out there. Mm-hmm. So it's really about what level do I think they're at and what do I think they need? Are they ready to talk about subplots and internal conflict and all this stuff, or do they need to scale back and really figure out, okay, this is how you get past page 50. Because a lot of new writers, whether they're 14 or 50, will kind of write a whole bunch of backstory and then stop, and they don't know what to do. So usually when I'm anticipating newer writers, I'll kind of tailor it toward, okay, here's how you keep the story going. Here's how you raise the stakes. Here's how you get all the way to the final scenes.
I find there's probably a lot of teens who probably, I mean, you can have like a interest in it on your own, but like fan fiction is something I think a lot of teens reach for. It makes them very good writers. Like,
it really does. I talk with my peer groups a lot about how in a lot of ways the younger millennials and us sort of cut their teeth on fan fiction. In a lot of ways, it's a vibrant community. It's a great way to sort of dip your toe into writing and, you know, get really excited about it and share your work with an excited audience. I think there are some things that fan fiction can't teach you how to do, so maybe I'll ask that in my workshop and say, hey, here's some things that you might consider. Because with fan fiction, you already have the world, you already have the characters, your readers are already invested. So those are things you have to learn how to do as a writer when somebody has no idea who you are.
Right.
What your book is about.
Yeah, stretch those world building techniques.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those world building, those empathy, you know, getting people to care about your character.
Mary, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the other workshop that's going to take place.
Sure. The first writer's workshop is Carolyn Patterson. She's a writer from Missoula. She was the director of the Missoula Writing Collaborative for a while. She has one novel that we have here in the library, but it's checked out. Otherwise, I would show it to you. She's doing, her Humanities Montana program is called Montana Women Writers. What she does is she does a little presentation on Montana women writers, and then she'll ask people to write about a Montana woman that they know and that character and the strength of those women or a woman in your, you know, in your past or in your family. Now, that's what it says on her Humanities Montana page, but, and I've spoken with her a little, we'll see, I'm sure, when she comes, as all these presenters do, they dovetail the presentation to the people who come. These workshops have been very personal. People come and we see who's there, and the presenters are just great.
When is her workshop?
And that will be Thursday night, March 28th at 6 p.m. The library is closed the next day, so she's a Thursday night. Jess is going to be Friday, April 5th at 4:30, sort of an afternoon event.
Cool.
So Carolyn will come first, Jess will come the next Friday, and then the Friday after that will be Chris Latray, the current Poet Laureate of Montana.
He spoke at our Authors of the Flathead Conference last fall, just awesome.
Yeah, I've talked to a few writers here and said, so-and-so is coming, and people have a kind of a poetry thing, you know, oh, that's poetry, and which is too bad. And on the other hand, I had somebody come in and they said, you know, I found out years ago that poetry readings are the greatest things to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you haven't been to one, you don't know, I guess.
Yeah.
There, it's really nice to have someone talk about and read their and others' poetry. So we'll see what Chris has to do. Chris is going to be here the week after Jess on Friday, April 12th at 6 o'clock.
Oh, that'll be great.
And all the information's on the library website, so nice. You can find it there.
For all you poetry skeptics out there, give it another chance.
Right.
Give it another chance. It's great.
We had Lowell Yeager was our a speaker at our conference again a few years ago, and he stood up. We have about 100 attendees, and he stood up and looked around and said, this is a really big gathering for a poet, which is interesting because I coordinated the student writing contest for the Valley this year, and we received the most poetry submissions. So the teens are in their fields and writing poetry, and it's pretty fantastic. So I think they should also come and hear the poets because it is sort of that, oh, poetry, I don't get it. But once you hear them speak and hear them read and hear the poems, you're like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got it now.
Yeah. You know, could you tell us a little bit about the writers community here in the Valley? Because we have a really nice mix of professional authors like yourself and then, you know, aspiring authors. Yeah, it seems like a lot of people here are interested in it.
Yeah, we do. You know, the Valley is vibrant with artists and writers and performers, and Authors of the Flathead is, we try to be the hub of the writing community, whether or not you're a member, you come to the meetings. We have weekly meetings, and you can check them out on our website, authorsoftheflathead.org, and we have the yearly conference. So if you are a writer, whether you're a hobbyist or you're aspiring professional or whatever it is, and you need some community, it's a really great low investment way to sort of reach out and meet like-minded people or maybe find a critique partner. And yeah, we have poets and journalists and fiction authors, self-published, traditionally published, hybrid like myself, and it's a really great community.
Isn't there also a group of children's book writers?
We have the SCBWI, which is the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. We have a regional Montana chapter, and then we have our community here. And yeah, that's SCBWI is a national organization that has chapters, and they focus obviously on children's fiction, picture books, nonfiction, things like that. And they're a great resource as well. So you can check out Authors of Flathead, SCBWI. We actually have another group called Montana Women Writers that's not limited to women, but it's mostly women. And that one, they focus more on business and marketing type of thing. So there's lots of little communities, there's lots of corners and opportunities and people really trying to support each other.
That's a really
wonderful thing. Yeah.
Mary, I also wanted to ask, is what else is coming up at the library here?
Well, the big thing each year is a summer reading program. And our youth services librarian is just starting to get that going. We know that we do have an event that we're doing with North Valley Music School. We're partnering with them, and actually they're the ones who had the grant. They're bringing in a cowboy singer, songwriter, storyteller, and that's going to be May 11th.
Oh, cool.
But more details will be coming out later. And pretty much after the winter writer series that actually ends in the middle of April. It felt more like winter then when I started. I'm not sure what I'll be doing for the summer.
Well, it's coming sooner than you think.
I know. It's coming right up. This is kind of a new job for me, and there's so much to do that just getting the programming going, it's like clawing my way up a cliff. This is the beginning of our adult programming.
Yeah, that's so great. I think that a lot of libraries are getting more into adult programming. Imagine if your Flathead County Libraries is getting back more into adult programming. I don't know if it was like the pandemic that kind of caused like a lot of adult programming to take a hit, or if it wasn't as a developed part of programming. You know, maybe you could speak to that.
They're very good at community programming. They did a lot of really fascinating things. They weren't necessarily a program, but they would be more like an engagement. So you could go into their library and, for instance, they had, this was a long time ago, but they had a display on tattoos.
Oh, interesting.
And people who had tattoos. And the state librarian actually had a big tattoo. She came, and there was a picture of her tattoo. And that seems really kind of random, off the wall, but they have done a lot of community engagement things, and that's one thing they're really, really good at.
Yeah.
So this, I would say a writer's series is a little more library traditional, but every library is different, and I don't think I really know, we're still learning, what's the Whitefish Library culture going to be?
Yeah.
You know, how are we gonna fit into the community? How are we gonna bring the community here? And it'll be, you know, we talk a lot with the Kalispell librarians there, because I worked with some of them years ago, and we know we have two different library personalities, and so to find out what the Whitefish personality, the Whitefish Community Library personality is going to be, because it's in kind of a change. We had the same librarian for 36 years, and now it's different. So it's just like Jess's books, you know, what's my identity, and who are my friends, and how am I going to come into that? Yeah. How am I going to grow into myself?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Whitefish Library is learning as it goes along.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for sharing a little bit about your Winter Writer Series. Again, just so we know, Caroline Patterson is coming up on March 28th, and Jess is going to be doing her workshop on April 5th. And you can find out more at whitefishlibrary.org. So,
that's right.
Thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.